Today in current events from a Christian perspective, Old Town Road artist Lil Nas X is back into controversy. He had his 666 human blood injected shoes, then his music video where he's doing really gross things with Satan, and now he's dressing like Jesus to give communion and be crucified. We'll have to discuss this. Meanwhile, Ohio Republican governor who vetoed the bill that would have prevented kids from being trans is overturned by the state House of Representatives. The battle continues for the lives of the children. Meanwhile, across the pond in Scotland, where the Braveheart legend was born, parents are now in danger of jail time or even considering a conversation with their child about not becoming the opposite gender. That's, according to them, conversion therapy, the government says, and that's bad. Finally, we take a look at some of the weirdest college courses offered last year. All this and more today. I'm Matt Odegaard, and this is Church Public. Welcome back to Church Public. I'm your host, Matt Odegaard, as always, and I really appreciate you stopping by today. If you haven't already, hit the like and subscribe and all those other buttons. If you want to see the video of this and you're just listening to the audio, you can go to churchpublic.com or probably YouTube. They got angry with an episode or two ago, but hey, you know, who knows what YouTube's going to do today? We'll put it up there and see what happens. At any rate, if you want to hit a review at the end, if you want to share this with a friend, if you want to support, go to churchpublic.com/support. We bring you current events from a Christian perspective so that you can live out your faith in every aspect that you have. All right, let's get to some news. We're starting with Lil Nas X. If you don't recall the Old Town Road song, it was very popular a little bit ago, and this particular artist then made some weird news, and now apparently he's turning to Jesus. I mean, yeah, probably not. He's probably not. But that Old Town Road guy, and he had the shoes. He had 666 pairs of shoes in a satanic expression, and then did a video of himself and the devil doing gross things together. Now he's talking about, or perhaps pretending to be, Jesus or something. So you can see this photo here. This is a photo of his new single where he is on the cross, mostly naked, being lifted up. Then I think here's another of his posts and he's being crucified, but the cross is kind of like a transformer looking thing. I don't know. There's a lot happening. And then let's see, I got one more picture here. Here he is making communion, giving communion. I don't even really know, but this is where he is going. So he's pretending to be Jesus or be Christian. His post said, quote, "My new single is dedicated to the man who had the greatest comeback of all time, J. Christ." This tweet had a video of his cross resembling the armored suit from the Transformers, apparently. And as I mentioned, here is him taking communion or being Jesus, giving communion or something heretical like that. Listen, I'm not paying that much mind to him because Satanists are just going to Satan. This has been bouncing around the interwebs and the social medias because some Christians are super duper mad at it. Of course, I'm mad at it. It's ridiculous. But at the same time, like, this is what this guy has been doing for years at this point. So I'm not surprised at all. But it does stand to point out that this culture is becoming more and more pagan. I think that's actually something that we have to pay attention to. It's that people are replacing the religion of Christianity, the religion of the Bible, with really the exact opposite of Christianity. Even quoting verses, including verses and depictions of Jesus. He had a verse on his 666 shoe in the satanic way with human blood and all that kind of thing. And he's quoting verses and showing Jesus on the cross. And this is just pagan reality that's bursting forth because, as Chesterton said, you know, you can't get rid of religion. When you try to get rid of religion, you just end up believing in anything. So, again, to quote him directly, you don't believe in nothing, you believe in anything. And that's what we're seeing more and more of now. And after all, don't forget, Satan quoted scripture too. So I thought it was worth bringing forward to take a look at because This is just the way culture is going. It's becoming more and more pagan, but we'll move past it fairly quickly. Let's go to Ohio. We talked about the story a little bit ago, where the governor vetoed a bill that would have stopped sex change surgeries and procedures, but he vetoed it and said, no, we can't do that. We can't stop it. I played you this video the other day. I'm not going to play the audio and the video again, but he goes on to say, listen, I can't in good conscience, you know, allow this bill to go through because it takes away the power of the parents. And we talked about that. So we talked about this previous episode where the governor vetoed a bill that would have protected children from unnecessary surgeries and medical procedures to attempt to change their sex or gender. In late December, he vetoed HB 68, claiming the proposed legislation would prevent parents from making medical decisions for their trans-identified children. He said, quote, many parents have told me that their child would be dead if they had not received the treatment they received from an Ohio Children's Hospital. Were I to sign the bill, Ohio would be saying that the state, not the government, knows what's best medically for a child. Listen, excuse me, at the time and still, I say, yes, the parents should have authority over their children. Of course, that's absolutely true. However, if the parents want to mutilate their own children in the pursuit of impossible goals like turning a boy into a girl, of course, the government should step in and to stop that. Someone needs to step in to stop that. So the Ohio House of Representatives has voted to override Republican Governor Mike DeWine's veto of the bill. I know this is getting complicated and going back and forth and back and forth, but the House of Representatives has now said, no, we are going to push this bill through because it's important to stop these medical and surgical procedures for minors. Now, the Senate still has to vote for this. We're going to have to see what happens. But the Republican-controlled lower house voted on Wednesday to override his veto of this bill, Bill 68, which included the Save Women's Sports Act and the Save Adolescents from Experimentation Act. In addition to banning cosmetic sex change surgeries for minors and the prescription of puberty blockers, it would prohibit males who identify as female from competing in women's athletics. With the Ohio General Assembly controlled by Republican supermajority, a veto override requires a 3/5 majority vote in both houses. So, Senate is expected to vote on January 24th. We'll see what happens. Again, as mentioned, not only does it stop parents from allowing their minor children to be medically and surgically operated on, it also addresses men competing in women's sports, which of course is ridiculous. All right, let's move across the pond to Scotland. You know, Scotland with our good man, Braveheart, William Wallace, right? Anybody? Nobody? That's all right. So Scottish parents, unfortunately, not as cool as Braveheart. Now they can face years, up to 7 years in jail for preventing kids from, quote unquote, dressing in a way that reflects their sexual orientation or gender identity. This is where we are. So Scotland is, unfortunately, just going after parents. The government is saying you have to be able to let your kid dress as the opposite gender or sex or whatever it is now, or you may, in fact, go to jail. You may think that's an overstatement, but that's actually the plan in Scotland. Parents who do not go along with affirming their child's gender identity could face up to 7 years in jail. These proposals were published Tuesday, that the actions were designed to, quote unquote, change or suppress another's individual gender identity, causing them physical or psychological harm, would become illegal under the law. Scotland National Party acknowledged that the so-called conversion practices often took place in a family setting. In other words, there are conversations in the house where dad talks to his boy and says, hey, boy, you're not a girl. That is conversion therapy, according to this bill, raising the prospect that parents could be criminalized if they go along with this. The extent of this proposal, how it could apply to families, is that one of the examples of quote-unquote conversion therapy, punishable by jail time, is preventing a child from wearing clothing of their preferred gender identity. Even before you do anything, they can actually take action against you based on your pronounced beliefs. If you, for instance, said, hey, I like reading the Bible and doing what it says, and I like, you know, agreeing with what the Bible says, that a man is a man and a woman is a woman, they could preemptively come to your house and take you away, presumably, according to this law. Quote, a consultation states that alongside new criminal sanctions, preemptive civil orders could be obtained against parents or religious leaders, even where conversion practices had not yet taken place, end quote. In other words, if you are a conservative Christian in Scotland, a parent or a religious leader, according to this, they can issue civil orders against you. They can take you to jail, warning you to not tell your kids what to do. Now, it is important to note this is just in the public consultation phase, which in Scotland and the UK means they have to lay out the plan for public feedback until April. So that's good. I hope you guys get out there and do push against this. I don't think anybody's listening in Scotland, but if you know anybody in Scotland, tell them to talk about this and say no to this ridiculousness, because who else is going to talk about this? And to those of you in America who are saying, well, at least it's not here, just wait. Just wait 5 minutes, because this is the kind of thing that our evil overlords really want to push upon you. They want to say that you cannot have your faith and go out in the public too. You only get to be one side or the other. But we'll see what happens from here. We'll keep praying for our brothers and sisters in Scotland. All right, one more story here. I'm going to kind of redact this as we're going. I didn't redact it ahead of time, but this is an article from the Daily Caller that I came across that, man, I just find interesting and sad all at the same time. So I'm going to read some of this. I'm going to kind of censor some of this as we're going through. But this is some of the craziest courses universities offered in 2023. So we're going to go through a couple of these courses, according to this article in the Daily Caller, the universities actually offered their students in 2023. So there's a lot of, obviously, gender ideology, left-wing activism courses. However, here's just a few of the ones that they had. So you have Princeton. Oh, I don't know how much of this I'm going to be able to read. Princeton University offered a class called Black and Queer in Leather. That may be all I can read from this. I'm scanning through it. I don't think I can read more of this at this time, but you can guess what that course is about, and it's exactly what you think it's about and probably more. Princeton in 2022 had a course called FAT, F-A-T, the F word, presumably fat, and the public body, and anthropology of religion, fetishism, and decolonization. This is an actual course at Princeton. Just for reference, tuition at Princeton costs more than $59,000 per year and up to $76,000 per year if you include housing and food costs, according to their own website. Here's another one. Oh man, I don't even know if I can say this course. Westminster College offers a course titled, I'll say it this way, How to Be a Bee. Yep, that's what the course is called. Students are encouraged to, quote unquote, unpack the words bee and bossy, which are, quote, interesting but problematic, end quote. I literally don't know what to do with that, but that's an actual course offered. Here's one that makes me sad. Wesleyan University, and I'm just going to pause there for just a moment and say Wesleyan University, you know, like Wesley, who wrote a bunch of hymns of the faith and the Wesleyan tradition, Christian tradition, Protestant tradition. Okay, so I just need to get that out of the way. Wesleyan University now has a course called Queer Russia, which offers students an overview of the influence of queer people on Russian culture. Seriously, people, I don't know what to do with this. Let's see if I can read this course description. It focuses on gender and sexuality in exploring an alternative cultural history of Russia, which highlights its queer legacy from the 19th century to the present. Oh, that sounds like garbage. Okay, I'll keep going on this as much as I can. Wesleyan announced it would cover abortion-related costs and emergency contraception for students in the fall of 2023. The university charges more than $66,000 for tuition and $20,000 for housing, according to their website. And once again, I want to add in, it's Wesleyan University. Yeah. Let's see. Occidental College in California offers a course called Black Queer Thought. The course critiques the demands of heteronormativity, white supremacy, patriarchy, and capitalism. Sounds like a ball of fun there. The course explores how the cultural producers in question complicate and elaborate upon the sometimes static and often U.S.-centered definitions we hold for Black and queer, according to the course's description. Southern University of Oregon offers a class titled Decolonizing Transgender. Okay. I'm just going to skip most of this course description. You can figure out what that means. It is part of the university's certificate in transgender studies, which apparently they have. Let's move on to the University of Chicago offers a course in Queering God. Oh, Lord. That questions if God is queer and what queerness has to do with the concept of God. Quote, what does queerness have to do with Judaism, Christianity, or Islam? End quote. The course description reads. I can save you a ton of money and answer that question right now. Nothing. I just saved you tens of thousands of dollars and 6 to 9 months. So I would like a thank you and maybe a check. I don't know. Let's keep going. The university made headlines for its Queering God class in July. The school offered a class titled The Problem of Whiteness in December 22, but it moved the course to spring 2023 after backlash. Who knows why? Northwestern had Unsettling Whiteness, Historical, Political, and Cultural Formation of Whiteness in Western Modernity Visible. Students at Northwestern hosted a speaker. I'm going to skip some of this. Davidson College. I mean, this just keeps going. You get it. But some of these, I mean, there's a couple at the end we'll get to. Davidson College. Nope, I can't even read that course or the course description. We're going to keep going through this. Oh, my Lord. These are real college courses, people. That's what I want you to take away from this. These are real colleges. Some of these prestigious colleges like Princeton, where you can do this. I'm gonna end it there and say, wow. I'll give you a bottom line here and say, hey, maybe just don't send your kids to college. If you have to, please really, really, really check to see if the college is actually teaching anything of value, because at this point, I'm not sure they do. This will be a shorter episode. That'll do it for me for today. I hope that this is helpful to you. Just looking at a couple current events from a Christian perspective. I hope that you just keep pursuing Jesus with all that you have, because really that's the only thing we're going to do in this weird and wacky and crazy world that we have going on. I was asked this question the other day. What do we do? What do we do with all this? How do we actually make any headway? And the simple answer that is not very satisfying but is 100% true is, you need to pursue God with your heart and soul and mind and strength. Work on your virtue, your holiness. And as you do that, and as you lean into your family structure and grow through your family and your friends and your church, you will actually begin to change the community and the culture around you, because the power of Christ in you is greater than anything in the world. Let's go ahead and leave it there for the day. I'm Church Public. I'm Matt Odegaard for Church Public. I hope that you will keep the faith. As always, thanks so much for stopping by today. Really appreciate you. If this is helpful at all, hit the like button, the subscribe button, give a 5-star review, share this with a friend, and if you want to support, you can go to churchpublic.com/support. We'll see you next time.